Well, as calls are growing in the US for stricter gun control laws, a small town in the state of Georgia passes a law in favor of gun ownership. The Nelson City Council has approved the Family Protection Ordinance that makes gun ownership mandatory. City officials say the new law could act as a deterrent against potential criminals, but it has faced tough opposition by residents.
When I attempted to speak during the agenda item, since we had no... I don't think it'll have one bit of effect. Nobody's going to buy a gun that didn't already have one or didn't want one. They know this for what it is. It's just an exercise in political Tea Party rhetoric. And so far, they've tried to get this to spread to other cities in the county. It's been a big flop, and nothing's happening. And all I can say to the Tea Party, that's the way it should be.
Many U.S. states and communities have moved to impose stricter gun control laws following a massacre in December at an elementary school in Newton, Connecticut. A gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults there. Connecticut itself has agreed to a major overhaul of the state's gun laws. And from Georgia, I'm joined by James Jennings, president of Conscious International. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Jennings, as a resident of Georgia, what is your impression of this move?
Well, I live in Georgia, and actually this is a bit of a joke, but it does serve to show that there are about half the people in the United States are very determined to cling to their guns or their right to keep guns because they consider it a fundamental constitutional right. In fact, it's a misunderstanding and misinterpretation of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. But even in spite of that, many people feel that this is the right kind of thing. Now, it's not the first time that it happened. It happened first in 1982 in another Georgia city near Atlanta, Kennesaw. And they ruled that everybody must have a gun, but they didn't have any penalty attached to it. And that's why I say it's a bit of a theatrical performance. It's a bit of a joke and not a serious law. But still, many people feel that since they live in a rural area, they haven't had violent crime in the last 5 or 10 years that's been recorded in this small town of 1,300 people. They think that's the best way to proceed because their neighbors are trustworthy, they're not criminals, they're not going to shoot anybody. But that doesn't apply to larger urban areas and to the major cities in the United States, for example, in Chicago, where there's been an epidemic of gun violence.
Indeed. And what has changed or exacerbated the way guns are used in America?
Well, everybody typically has a gun in years past. I think that's changed somewhat now. Many people in urban areas, which is more than half the population, do not own guns. But the people in rural areas feel it's important for their hunting, their rights to hunt. And then many people feel that it's a way that they can fight against the U.S. government if tyranny is imposed on them. Well, the fact is that if you don't have a militia with large weapons and jet planes and tanks, you couldn't resist the American government anyway. So again, it's a bit of a mistaken idea about the right to hold guns. But they hold that as a very precious right, especially in the rural areas.
Indeed. James Jennings, president of Conscious International from Georgia, thanks for your time, sir.